The big three automakers have released their U.S. sales figures for 2003. Demand for their cars and trucks declined for the year. But car company executives say they're not worried because the numbers are poised to grow in 2004. Detroit Public Radio's Jerome Vaughan reports. Take some time,
enjoy the style. Chrysler Group President and CEO Dieter Zetsche introduced the automaker's minivans for the 2005 model year yesterday as he was surrounded on stage by a group of dancers in high heels and fedoras.
Introducing the new 2005 Chrysler Town & Country and Dodge Grand Caravan, who says minivans can't be sexy?
Minutes later, Zetsche talked to a handful of reporters about year-end sales numbers released earlier in the day. He blamed a lack of new products for keeping Chrysler sales from growing last year.
Last year altogether, we had three launches compared to the nine we are seeing now, and compared to competition, a relatively low number. Given that fact and the fact that the 2 years before we didn't launch many new products either, I think we did fairly well in this very, very competitive environment.
Chrysler sales fell 3.5% last year compared to 2002, but Zetsche says he's not concerned about the slight drop-off, especially with the company's plans to offer consumers nine new vehicle models this year. Sales at each of the big three automakers fell slightly in 2003. General Motors reported that its sales dropped 2.4% for the year. Ford sales fell 4.6%. Ford spokesman John Harman says the lower numbers reflect the company's decision to abandon some specialized market segments.
Really what it represents more than anything is we've moved away from some fleet sales that really weren't a profitable business for us. We're really concentrating on retail share. We're really strengthening our business, and you'll see that trend continue.
Automakers are expected to have sold about 16.7 million cars and trucks in 2003. That's the lowest level since 1998, but still one of the more successful vehicle sales years in history. Auto analyst David Cole says the big three automakers managed to overcome consumer reservations about the state of the economy by providing strong incentives. And he says those incentives did exactly what they were supposed to do: catch the attention of potential customers and lure them into dealer showrooms.
The incentives have been just absolutely incredible, whether it's 0% financing or huge rebates. What the industry has done is really offered consumers such a good deal that even in tough economic times, they're buying a lot of cars and trucks.
GM, Ford, and Chrysler still lost market share to traditionally foreign nameplates. Toyota reported its best year ever. Honda and Nissan also posted sales gains for the year. All of the major automakers are expecting an even better year in 2004. Some analysts say new product offerings and an improving economy could result in the sale of 17 million vehicles in the U.S. next year. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughan in Detroit.